You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz asked a question before we kicked Amin out of here, and he wasn't allowed to be a part of the fun Marrow interview because of just what an undetailed dipshit he was in
Jesus.
Terms of judgment.
I held this place down for you when you were gone, by the way.
Thank you.
Where's his thank you?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
There it is.
Thank you. Held this place down.
He was step Dan.
Do you mean that literally? Like it was going to soar into the sky to great riches, and instead you held it down?
I wasn't step Dan. I was the Dan that stepped up.
Step Dan was a good bit.
Yeah. Where was my real Dan?
Can I call you Dan?
Went out to get a pack of cigarettes, never came home.
I did.
I treated y'all like my own.
I did come home, and now you're still sitting on the couch.
It's awkward, honestly.
With terrible judgment.
The kids are like, where were you, man? I didn't learn how to ride a bike. I didn't play catch with you.
At the end of that segment about LeVar Ball, where he showed that truly terrible judgment, we'll get to that in a second because I believe he deserves more of a burial than the one that he got. Stugatz asked me the question of, do you think LeVar Ball would have been happier if he had to make a choice, if his shoes were great or his kids were?
No, that's
he could only have one.
No, he'd definitely take his kids, for sure.
Like, you sure?
Well, you ruined it when you do it
no,
that
no,
way.
No, but like, no, I'm not saying that in like, oh, he's a father, he wants his kids. No, no. His whole thing is like, I made these superstar athletes. His thing was
these
never.
These things came from me.
Yeah, his thing was never, I made superstar shoes.
Right.
Right, like the shoes thing is, that was flying too close to the sun. Because it's like the next iteration of like, I made these superstar athletes, what's next? We're going to have our own shoe company. We're going to have our own apparel thing. Those are all ancillary. His main thing was like, yo, my balls produced three balls.
The balls.
Three elite basketballs.
Bigger balls.
Well, two, really.
Bigger balls. He was trying to take bigger, big job. Baller brand to great riches. But the whole train derailed, and you deserve further burial for not knowing the important details. You had details. All the important ones totally eluded you.
You didn't ask for important details. You asked for details. I gave you details.
Mm-hmm. Again, they work for me, so I'm too close to this.
I still hold that it was a more fun place when he existed. We can hold two thoughts in our heads, ladies and gentlemen.
For some people.
He could have said he said something that was deplorable, but also overall
said many things.
Many deplorable things?
Weren't there a couple?
You're the detail king. You let us know.
Wait, what voice
it's
was
your
that?
Topic.
Whose voice was that?
It's my voice. It's my incredulous voice.
There was stay in your lane.
Yeah, he told Christine Leahy to stay in her lane when having a conversation on Colin Cowherd's show. That was one. That was kind of mild in comparison to the rest.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears.
Which is not great.
Yeah. Like, I think, again, there are a lot of examples. Some of them are way more salacious than others. But overall, when you take the totality of the LeVar Ball experience.
They also.
Because it wasn't like every time he got on a mic, he said something sexist or whatever.
He was dangerous.
He was the Dion Waiters of saying something sexist. Whoa. And that he was a volume shooter, so yes. There were so many things out there.
Yes.
But there were a lot of sexist things.
Don't yeah, well, cite you know, the name of Dion.
Sorry.
For this?
Dion caught a stray there for sure.
Okay. Not sure. That wasn't
that
the
was
point.
Champ.
The
don't
point was
that.
Volume shooter. I love Dion Waiters.
Say volume
the
shooter.
The second best DW in the history of the Heat.
I like that wow. This is the content that yeah. Everyone's no, taking this, objection to. The Dion Waiters.
The Dion yeah. Waiters part is what you about.
How dare you?
Thank you, Jessica. You and me should go on a thank you tour.
Darrell Wright would like a word, by the way.
Top five.
CT5.
You see what they got fired up on? Let's talk yeah. Dion Waiters.
Let's talk Heat players with the initials DW.
I'll get a top five together.
Yeah. Darrell Wright is better than Dion Waiters.
But really what happened here was a meme was just talking about a topic in general terms. And you do this, Dan. You asked a bunch of serious follow-ups. I mean, and that's why he's frustrated with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Stugatz.
Not serious follow-ups. Just follow-ups.
Can you give the thank you song for Stugatz, please?
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
To be fair, I don't think Dan was the one who brought up the fact that he went away. That was part of the thing that Amin initially brought up, and Dan was like, why did he go away again? It was kind of baked into the conversation, mm-hmm. though. Natural follow-up. Wasn't looking but for... Was, I have to defend
when you're talking
Dan
in general terms, though, it's unnecessary. I mean...
All right, we could just ignore everything, then.
I have to be genuinely honest here. The only reason I asked him is because I did not know. It seems an innocent enough mistake. I did not know at the time the details of why he was gone. I do know that there must have been details that mattered, given that a huge content-spouting source for all of sports entertainment had latched on to LeVar Ball and made a whole bunch of money off of every time he appeared somewhere. It was kind of dangerous because it's unhinged dad.
Flag on the play.
What?
You didn't know the details? You could say, I didn't remember the details. But Dan, if you're saying, I never knew what
no,
he went
no,
away.
No, I'm not claiming ignorance. I knew that there was some sexist things that he had mm-hmm. said and done. But this is why I asked you, what are the details?
Yeah, bad timing.
You knew the details.
No, I...
Apparently you did.
Well, I thought you... didn't know the details. Now who knows what details?
Yeah, but he's not supposed to know the details. He's talking in general terms.
But Dan is supposed to know the details. And
somebody around here.
I knew the details.
The deets.
Let's switch gears.
They're bad details.
I do have a top five DWs in Heat history if we want it.
Thursday Thunder.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
A really? Violent Steam switch rolling. Of the gears. Ooh. Violent switch.
Crank that thing. Five DWs, I mean.
Hey, yo.
I want it.
That's right, it's Thursday Thunder, and it is brought to you by DraftKings, or DraftKrings. Stay tuned, because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Tony, what do we got?
All right, we are in the women's hoops game. We've got Iowa Moneyline as our first part of our parlay here. I'm going to lay out for LeVar Ball.
I was trying to cue Thunder, but I cued thank you.
Good work, as always.
Second part of our parlay, we've got over 13.5 points for Kate Martin in that Iowa versus UConn game.
Okay, Mark.
Chris Cody, we're what's up? We DraftKings wants this to be professionally produced so that we can be producing a good gambling segment that honors their name and craft.
DraftKings.
We're trying to sell, it's a competitive marketplace. DraftKings is going to
DraftKings
wants to be one of the big winners in the gambling money game, and they want a sponsored segment that is well produced.
DraftKings.
All you got to do is put the thunder at the right
that's
time.
It, yeah.
Like, all you that's all you got to do is just play
a lot
some
of plates.
Thunder.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a lot of things on your screen, Dan. There's a ton of things on your screen. The last thing on my screen is over 15.5 points for Camila Cardoso for your Lady Gamecocks.
They're just the Gamecocks.
I wanted to circle back on a couple of things, Stugatz, that happened while I was away in the explosion of women's basketball into the biggest sports rattling ratings thing that there is during the streaming time, like just knocking out of the way all sorts of World Series and Stanley Cup Final. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. So when we give some equal access to some equal things, look at what's just been birthed, a money spout of ratings. Holy shit to see the numbers that Iowa LSU brought, and then to enjoy the subsequent conversations, Stugatz, of many people who have loved this for a long time, saying, welcome all, it's kind of uncomfortable here because you guys have dumb conversations on Undisputed, where Paul Pierce is a newcomer, has to say something, and we're not quite equipped to talk about women's sports the way they deserve because we just got here. Like, a lot of us just got here and don't know what we need to know about this sport, but they've been telling us, oh, this is fun over here, and showing us with Final Four tickets that are selling much better and more expensively for the women and with more star power because, and I know Jermell got a lot of people mad here last week when she said this, but I've already seen this happen in my lifetime, and it was amazing to watch. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson fought at the top of college sports for the money and then fought at the top of making the NBA matter because it was a white guy and it was a black guy. And Magic Johnson made his life what he did after that, which is acceptable to everybody because he birthed an entire sport right there with, oh, that's the black guy everybody can like. It's Magic Johnson. And look at what he does when it's against Larry. And that's competitive sportsmanship. Those games were on tape delay when those guys started to make that league into what it is. And the race was an enormous part of it, and it was interesting. But in these times, it's going to have some poison around it, especially when it comes to black women, because I see what happens to Jermell when she comes around here. That's one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. When she dares to say the most obvious thing, which is Caitlin Clark, it helps her to be a white star, because of course it does. Because what do you know what the NBA would be right now if it would just be that Luka and Jokic were white Americans, just white Americans?
Oh my God!
The NBA right now
would be printing money.
Oh my God!
Jokic would still be bored. Oh, but yes.
Yeah. If his name was Nick Jokic and Luke Doncic, oh my God. Nick and Luke.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Nick and Luke. It's a boy band.
But so, of course, some men get to the conversation, and we're newcomers, and we don't. And so it becomes about talking about the most macro things because we can't talk about the details because we haven't been watching and studying for the last 6 years.
Well, Amin and I were laughing yesterday kind of off air where I said, we don't know how to cover this sport. We don't know how to cover women's sports in general, where everyone is saying and repeating, Caitlin Clark shoots like Steph Curry.
Okay.
And that's all they've got.
Well, but so just from that, just from Hoosiers, Middle America, I don't know the difference between Iowa and Indiana. Just from whatever Hoosiers was supposed to represent in basketball. What do you mean that we've got a giant star who can make 9 threes in a game from out there with Steph Curry range and nobody can do anything about it, not even Kim Mulkey?
Well, no, hold on. You missed a couple episodes.
I know there was detailed analysis on how poorly defended.
Kim Mulkey is terrible at coaching. That's what I learned.
Okay.
You want to talk about how they won the championship.
How to parachute in.
You know how to parachute into women's sports. And like I watched that game and I was like, this is the worst coach I've ever seen.
You have to do something differently against Caitlin Clark. You can't allow her to keep doing that.
You can't go under on screens. That is absurd. That's like I've never watched her play before. That's the kind of coaching job she
did. Okay, so not surprisingly.
That's how you do it with me.
There you go.
Big's got a hedge, too.
Big's got a hedge.
She played against her last year and won, no?
Yeah, like it's something. Yeah. You know what happens?
What?
When people play games and then they lose?
What?
Usually. They go back and make adjustments.
Right.
And so as a coach.
You have to adjust to the
adjustment. You have to adjust to the adjustment.
Yes, right.
And she made zero adjustments. She just hoped it would go right.
Thank you.
And then had a girl who was on an IV earlier that day. Hey, you know what? You guard the best player in all the land. With no help. On an island. On an island. By herself.
Is there a place that we can discuss intelligently around everything that happened with Angel Reese and that is happening with this kind of stardom?
Yes. Off the Looking Glass. Oh, that's right.
No, we tried here, Dan. It didn't go well.
Dude, let me tell you something. Acho's going viral, and let me tell you, I'll go viral a million times over for my jump shot before I go viral like he does. He's getting roasted. See, the thing is, Angel Reese wants to be the villain, but the villain has to live with the reality of villainy. Let me explain. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got. You're stopping come on. There? I was hoping you would do an essay. I was hoping you would do 90 straight seconds.
90 straight seconds.
I thought
of
you were quoting yourself.
You had the floor. You had the floor. You asked for the ball.
Your take was similar to his.
What take?
On Angel.
Oh, no. No, she's an angel. That's my take. And I'm glad she's coming to the WNBA because she's going to make more money. Ain't that right, Jess?
We don't know how to cover this.
Who's we?
Hey, it's Mike. As you know, sports are a bit crazy right now. It kind of feels like everything is happening all at once, and you have to make some decisions to prioritize if you want to support your team or go out and see some of these games. Well, I've got a recommendation for you. As someone that loves sports and loves attending live sporting events, you're always hunting the secondary market for hard-to-find tickets. I've been out there in those streets, and I know the best possible place for me and you is Game Time. It's an incredible app that is so upfront with its pricing. It's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Game Time, tons of last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Levitard.
Fakes. I don't like Smitty either.
Stugatz.
Women stay home in the kitchen where they belong.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Mina, I'm genuinely torn on where to start with you because I know Stugatz wants to talk to you about what the Texans are doing. I know everybody wants to hear from you on Stephon Diggs. I know that Stugatz wants to give you a bit of advice on how to correctly do the take game in April because he has – you might think to yourself that you have a better take than any of his takes, but he has a top five list of quarterbacks who have the most pressure on them in April. In April, and you can't do anything that good. And I'm just wondering if you'd like for us to unveil that or just talk to you about how it is that I'm a left-wing Marxist because I have racist Jamel Hill on my show every week.
Hmm.
Let's hear the takes or the quarterbacks.
Wow. Good choice.
As much as I want to hear about how you're a, what was it? A racist?
A left-wing Marxist. Marxist. No, Jamel.
Oh. Are you supposed to those right-wing Marxists?
Your microphone's not on.
Well, that's not my fault.
Not his fault. Yeah.
I can't turn it on then.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to those right-wing Marxists is what your joke was. Not on the microphone.
It's a spectrum. Let's hear Stugatz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the stand-in for the audience and choose the obvious, most
Thank
enjoyable
you.
Choice.
Is there an OLI or is there just top five?
Just a straight five, Dano. This is me and Tony. We were up, I don't know, early in the morning. I mean,
4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4 a.m. Like,
and kicking people's
ass.
You know, I wanted a certain quarterback on this list. Tony didn't. Tony ended up winning that fight, and so we have a straight top five right here.
Yeah. Now I want to guess who that quarterback is. Let me hear your five, and then I want to guess who you left off.
All right.
Okay. Well, I think I'd like to hear Mina's five, or does it ruin your five if Mina does anything? Because I don't believe she can actually beat you at this game. Oh. I believe that this is a game that you have mastered and that Mina will lose, but I don't know how to best play it. So that what are you making faces about, Mina? You think you can win this game? You think you've gotten strong enough to win this game?
I mean, I do get asked, like, we're joking about the very premise of this as though I don't get asked this exact question on First Take once a week, who's under the most pressure.
In April?
All right, well, let's see whose list is better then. So do you think off the top of your head you can do a top five list and we will do rival top five lists, most quarterbacks with the most pressure? You think
Rather than a top five, I'm going to try to guess who's on Stu's.
Okay. I like that. That's
okay. But you're not going to give it away, and so you're just going to write it down while it is that he's talking.
No. I'm going to do one. I'm going to go one for one. You tell me if he's on your list. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So this is all practiced. My technique, my effort, my understanding of Stugatz's brain forged in the First Take fires beginning quarterbacks, right?
Yes.
This is the part I need to explain to the audience, okay? Mina takes on great, difficult scaffolding challenges, whether they are crossword puzzles or this, the hardest of all the games. Figure out what Stugatz is going to do based on all the permutations involved here of in April, who does the pressure have to be on? And Mina, who's a preparation freak, is going to do this on the fly. You think you're good enough at the Stugatz language to be able to actually pull this off. You're welcoming this challenge.
I mean, I just know who the guys are. It's the same. Okay, Dak.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean,
okay.
Stu, all right. Is Dak on your list?
I know.
She's asking you, Stugatz.
He's saying, you know. He's saying,
I'm saying no. Dak is not on my list. That's too obvious to put Dak on the list. He'll be on August list.
Mina, you got to go to like Stugatz 201. You went Stugatz 101.
We're in April. Yes.
She thinks she's good at this game, and I'm like, Mina, I don't care how good you are at these puzzles. This puzzle, this is the greatest in sports media. Like, you can't do this better than him.
Mina, this is in freshman class. This
and
is
Tony.
Dak is in a contract year. He and has been dinged for hitting his ceiling in the playoffs. How is Dak not on your list? I'm actually interested in why you didn't put Dak on your list.
Because it's April, that's why.
I'm curious, what's the difference between pressure in April and August?
Oh, like, you don't get it. He doesn't
different.
Get it.
Different
he
kind of pressure.
Can you explain it to me? I'm asking.
Well, that's your answer. That's how you lose arguments in America today. Can you explain it to me? I'd like to learn. I'd like to understand, and that's the answer. It's April.
You know what I feel like?
It's April.
Did you guys watch the show Mindhunter on Netflix? It was unfortunately canceled. So good, right? And for the listeners who haven't watched it, it's about, I think it was the FBI, not the CIA, whatever, these detectives basically trying to get into the minds of serial killers by spending time with serial killers. I feel like now this, your omission of Dak Prescott, I feel like Mindhunter for
child's play
or something. Like, I'm trying to get into Stuba. Now, instead of thinking, there's like a second layer to this game, because instead of thinking, who is the quarterback who is actually under pressure, I have to think, not only who does Stugatz think is the quarterback under pressure, but who does Stugatz think is the quarterback under pressure at this arbitrary moment in time?
That's right, April.
Yeah.
Mina has just entered the second level of Westworld. Right? Yeah. Like, at first, it's like, I'm just a cowboy. Should be. But I was like, no, there's another game within the game.
Exactly right.
That Anthony Hopkins built into this. And that's what you're searching for now.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. So I think I'll just go to the list, because will you admit defeat now, or do you want to keep trying to guess?
No, I'll throw another one out there. Kirk Cousins.
Nope.
Oh, wow. 0-2.
That's April.
That's more, it's more July, August.
It's August,
for Kirk. Yeah,
September, maybe.
So this is going to be really stupid, basically.
What?
Mina.
Well, Mina.
They got up at 4.
This is what it always is with you, condescending liberals.
You guys know I don't like losing. You guys don't know I don't like failing at tests. I didn't mean it. I was lashing out.
That was
mean. I just want to take it back.
Jeremy, get out. You know what? Mike Schur told me to kick you out every time you talk for a week. Just every single time. Mike Schur told me.
Doesn't want to hear heat takes.
Don't
let
you say anything. He said every single time for a week. Mina, do you want to take another guess, or you just want to
take one more, Mina?
Okay. Russell Wilson.
Why is she so bad at this? Why is she so bad? She's so bad at
this. Should he be on your list in April? Because he is actually in a quarterback competition at this, more than any other quarterback. He should be on your list.
It's August. $30 million guaranteed.
You don't know anything, Mina. You're a fool. You don't know how to take tests. Number 5.
Bryce Young. Now or never, Mina. The windows are short in the NFL. C.J. Stroud was selected ahead of him. Now or never. This year or it will never happen for Bryce.
That would make sense in August. It's April. Okay, fine.
Number 4.
Jordan Love. Welcome to the world of expectations.
Jeremy looks like a ghost.
Mina, why are you shocked? Why are you open-mouthed shocked?
Because Jordan Love is in a fantastic situation.
For now.
God. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
A lot of pressure.
No one expected anything out of the Packers and Jordan Love last year. Now everyone is expecting them in a bad NFC to get to a Super Bowl. Pressure.
He almost got to the Super Bowl last year.
Well, he did it.
Expectations, Dano.
Yep. Number 3.
C.J. Stroud. Welcome to the world of expectations. Mm-hmm. No one expected anything last year. Got to the playoffs. He's great. Now they got him weapons. They got him Mixon. They got him Diggs. He already has Tank Dell. He's got Nico Collins. That team is really good. And Dalton Schultz. Expectations. Pressure.
So he won't have that in August?
Well, got it now.
Yeah, he's got it now.
It happened. It just happened.
He might still have it in August.
Throwing in and Dalton Schultz is really
good.
Just...
tight end. It's an all-in move, Dano.
Yeah,
everyone loves saying this. Aren't they almost always all-in when they got the quarterback who's great and cheap? Like you got
now. You get it. Now you get why April was such a massive month for CJ Stroud. Right.
No, Mina, were you saying no?
Oh well, no. I would say not every team has done it. I guess we can talk about this when we talk about the trade later. I would say like the Colts have a quarterback under rookie contract and don't appear to be acting in a similar fashion. But CJ Stroud is such a terrible answer. It's year two. Even if he regresses a little bit, he still has 2 years left plus the fifth year option on his rookie contract. Like the premise that he is under more pressure than the likes of Dak Prescott, who's in his final year and is due for a big contract, is whatever. Anyways,
it's my list.
No, Mina, this is like fighting a ghost. No, it's not like fighting a ghost. Mina, this is what I'd like to do, though. If I can bring out this part of your personality that others, I don't believe, have ever unearthed on television. Enraged Mina by Stugatz's general arbitrary stupidity.
But normally I make her happy.
I know, but she's been doing too much first take, and she's in the machine now. She's given her takes, and they have to have some honor.
Who has the most pressure
has to have more honor than you can just switch it from April to August based on how Stugatz feels like marking the calendar.
Here's the thing. Part of the reason I love Stu is I'm usually not like a relaxed person when it comes to opinions.
Right.
But you gamified it, or maybe I guess I gamified it, and the second something becomes a game or a competition, there's a part of my lizard brain that just starts beeping and activating. And the reason why I'm getting a little bit irritated by the total lack of logic behind this list, no offense.
He disrespects the top five list by giving it this little reason.
It's my list.
It's more about me than you, Stu. It's a reflection on me and my lack of self-esteem. So,
Mina, is that nature or nurture?
It's nature. It's pure nature.
Will you pass it along to your seed, to your progeny?
First of all, never call him my seed again.
What was that? Like, what is that?
Because I couldn't remember whether it was
instantly
a boy or
awkward when so you did that.
Well, so. Wow. So wait a minute. Progeny. You did the move. Wait a minute. You did the move to a baby that I do to people whose names I can't recognize and they expect me to know them. I call them chief.
Or chief's a good one.
Or handsome.
Boss. Oh, you should use monstruo.
Boss. Yes.
Estrella.
Do you expect to pass it on to your chief?
But seed? Seed?
Little fella. You call him little fella.
Little fella.
He's a big fella. No, I'm actually very uncompetitive with like milestones and is he doing, you know, when people ask, is he crawling? Is he you know, sitting upright for more than 15 seconds? I'm not really super worried about that stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This is my Virgo-ness. All of my control freak and competitive nature the aspects of my personality are all only about myself. So Stu, please keep going with your excellent list. My commentary on it is not a reflection on the quality of the list or the integrity of your choices, but rather my own frustration with my inability to predict them.
Number two.
Caleb Williams. Welcome to the Windy City. They have built a team for you. You don't want to be there. You want nothing to do with that organization. They have a very, very short leash. Caleb Williams, number two on my list of top five quarterbacks who have the most amount of pressure in April.
Also, by the way, because the Bears don't ever have good quarterbacks,
right.
Welcome to the world of expectations.
Thank you, Dan.
Another one.
Thank you. I mean,
he had plenty of them last year, but okay.
Yep.
Not a bad choice. I actually agree with that.
Part
because not just the number one overall pick, but like I think a lot of people, myself included, agree that he's being set up to succeed, which adds to the pressure, right?
Yep.
So, good
well
choice.
Done. Thank you.
Number one.
Aaron Rodgers. Show me something. Your hall pass is up. You had it for a year. It's up. Now show me something. Don't show me the MVPs you won in Green Bay. Show me something with the New York Jets. That's what I want to see. Pressure is on. And Mina, I have a problem. I think the Jets are going to be good.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Don't do this to yourself, Stu.
I know. I care
about you.
I know. Bills are down. Dolphins haven't made many changes. They've lost some guys on defense. The Patriots are the worst team in the NFL.
Well, Stu, let me ask you this. You said, don't show me your MVPs from Green Bay. What if he shows you his VPs from Washington, D.C.?
Stu?
I was waiting for that.
You guys are unscarable.
That's fair with Aaron, right?
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. Because especially because that roster is super, it's like as all in gets, right? You got a bunch of veterans who have injury history, who are good, but have an injury history. 1 year deals, for the likes of Mike Williams and Tyron Smith. They are definitely situated to win now. And so he has to meet the moment. And obviously he's coming back from this horrible, gruesome injury.
Don Lebatard.
God doesn't even know what this list is.
He was ahead of Tom Brady, who also won a playoff game.
A couple, yeah.
That was literally the most confusing list we've ever done.
But Tebow's got a better shot of coming
mad.
Back.
Give him a chance. He's got more lists.
I'm mad. I'm angry.
I want to leave.
Stugatz.
This would have been your day. This should be. You should own the sports media landscape right now.
I am. Top seven guys. I would not want the Jets.
No. You.
No.
No, I'm not allowing it.
Give him Zach a chance, Wilson. Guys.
No, I'm not giving him a chance. I'm giving him 20 years. I've given him my prime.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I loved
it. A few
months ago, Dominique introduced me to something I did not know existed, which is like a $400 million tin of money for performance-based overachievement or underachievement. And I read the list, and Aaron Rodgers had the lowest payment, but I didn't of $81. But I didn't even know, Mina, that there was actually some sort of salary adjuster there that had been collectively bargained, where these guys can actually make decent money if they vastly outperform their contracts.
Yeah, Dominique actually brought it up in the context last year of the discussion about how to pay running backs, which I thought was really smart of him. Obviously, Dominique thinks a lot about these things. It is something like it isn't really talked about a lot or super well understood, but for guys on rookie contracts in particular, it's pretty meaningful money. Purdy was brought up, right? I'm sure it was at the top. I don't know if he was the top. Earning over $700,000. Like, that's a lot to him based on his salary. As far as Rodgers goes, the $81, I mean, do you think they're actually going to write him a check? It's like when you get a like a class action check for 10 cents and you have that debate over whether or not to act. Is it worth my time?
I just thought it was a funny reminder, right? I thought it was a funny, pinging, stinging reminder for Aaron Rodgers to check through his finances and just see, like, oh, paid more poorly for my performance than anyone in the league.
Yeah,
$81. It's like
$20 a play. Like,
that's
not bad.
$20 a play.
This interview with Mina Kimes is presented by LinkedIn Jobs.
That was excellently done, the way that you snuck that in there. Can we rapid fire through 3 minutes of football with you? Are you ready to do this fast?
Yeah. You don't want to talk about the Diggs trade, or do you want to do
I wanted to do Diggs first because that is not, it would appear that's not salary cap, dead money. Everyone's a finance expert. You tell me, it feels like, oh, the relationship was bad there, just like Stephen A. Smith said it was.
I think it's really interesting from the Bills side. From the Texans side, you get it. It's pretty obvious. You don't even have to really, like, you know, they're all in. It's a great wide receiver trio. There's a little bit of risk to it because of Diggs' age and his performance last year, which kind of gets to the Bills side. But yeah, I've seen it compared to what the Chiefs did with Tyreek Hill, right? Where they decided to trade Hill to Miami and move on because they wanted to both keep the window open for Mahomes, but also extend it by getting younger on defense.
Faster.
And they had a lot of, And they had a lot of faith in Mahomes' ability to play with a somewhat limited set of wide receivers. And people are asking, the same thing applied to Buffalo, even though they don't have a Travis Kelce in Buffalo. But I would say it's not really the same thing, because when you traded Tyreek Hill, not only did you get significantly more in return, right? That was also in part because Tyreek Hill wanted that monster contract extension, which is what he got from Miami. Not the case with Stephon Diggs. They already paid him. And as you said, they absorbed this massive, massive cap hit of $30 million. I think it was $31 million, which is the most ever for a wide receiver in terms of dead cap hit, which suggests that it's not similar to the Hill trade, because it's not about paying him, not about that mammoth return. They really did not want him on his football team. So is it about football? Well, in the last 8 games of the previous season, he averaged just over 43 yards per game, under 5 targets. He was kind of being phased out of the offense. So certainly that plays into things. He is 31 years old. I still think he's a really good wide receiver, but his game is on the decline. But to me, if you're taking that kind of cap hit, especially if you're a team that is supposed to compete in the Super Bowl in the present tense, it has to be about more than football.
Pop goes the weasel.
I'm really digging that trade.
Get out.
Oh, God.
Get out.
Yeah, that's right.
Mina, you want to do this because it's so interesting, the mechanics of this. Diggs made Josh Allen matter from where I was looking. Obviously, his growth had more to do with a lot of things than just that. But is Diggs's was it the last act of his career to drop the pass that would have ended up saving all of everybody there? Because, I mean, that's a championship-worthy team.
Yeah, I don't think that was his last act, but it is certainly something that will be remembered. You don't get Josh Allen without this version of Josh Allen without Stephon Diggs early in his career. That trade was super astute on the part. Obviously, it worked out for Minnesota as well because they drafted Justin Jefferson. But for the Bills, it was so integral to Josh Allen's development, which is something to keep in mind as we consider these young rookie quarterbacks coming to the NFL, how meaningful it is to have not just a number one wide receiver, but a number one wide receiver like Stephon Diggs, who's this great route runner. He's so good at getting open. He's got really good hands. But I do think, you know, there are legitimate questions about his performance at the end of his time in Buffalo and how important he was to the offense. Josh Allen, he doesn't need him anymore in the sense that, like, he doesn't need Stephon Diggs in particular, but he does need someone, and God knows they don't have anyone right now. Are you dancing? If there's a sound effect going on, I can't hear it, and all I see is Dan, like, rhythmically bobbing his head in silence. Oh, now I hear it. This whole time, has there been music playing while I was talking? Because I didn't hear it, and so... I actually kind of like doing it without the music because I didn't feel like the pressure.
You said no to me when I asked you to speed it up. You're still furious because you lost the quiz.
Pretty quickly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.